Joiner, the planer's indispensable sibling. Again, we have a vintage beast from 1963, made in Minnesota by Northfield. It will handle a tree slice up to 12 inches wide, and we keep it tuned up just right. Properly milling your wood from joiner to planer to table saw, we'll get to milling later in the book, can make all the difference, making your project go smoothly rather than causing you to slowly yank out your hair by the handful. Think about it. If your joiner is setting your board edges at 89 degrees instead of 90 degrees, then you have that errant 1 degree showing up in all of your joinery, which will have to be fixed in one way or another, most often with a sledgehammer. This is also especially key when creating square edges to glue up planks into a larger panel. A big joiner takes up a good amount of room as well, since the boards need a proper runway for both landing and subsequent takeoff. My dad has a little 6-inch joiner that works like a charm, and I can't say enough about how easy your life can become when you properly flatten your material on the joiner and then square up the edges. These machines are all designed to make your projects as idiot-proof as possible, which is a constant necessity when your well-meaning author happens to be involved. Router table. I'd love to shake the hand of whoever came up with this one, as it is indispensably versatile and so much safer than attempting similar operations with handheld routing. We're talking about a small table underneath of which a router is housed, so that the bit extends up through a central hole, rendering the table itself as the operative router base, which greatly increases the stability of the work. Add a fence and some feather boards, and you've got yourself a picture frame and trim milling machine. This is another good spot for attentive dust collection because a lot of wood is being removed. Always take your sweet time with setting up a router and determining the right direction of cut for your grain direction. Once you're good to go, employ light passes to sneak up on your full depth of cut rather than trying to bite it all off in one go. Handheld routers are also very valued players in the woodshop. This freestanding motor that spins a very sharp profiled bit that one then applies to the material of his or her affection can do incredibly accurate work. Employing jigs and templates allows the user to repeat that accuracy again and again in multiple pieces. I eventually find a lot of use for a small trim router, a medium-duty router for light edge work and thin stock, and finally a beefy router for the muscular chores like surfacing a slab or hogging out dado troughs. Biscuit and domino joiners. The biscuit joiner was pretty revolutionary when it showed up a few decades ago, allowing woodworkers a fast way to secure rails to stiles as well as align a flush joint between the boards of a tabletop or other panel glue-ups. I've used a great many biscuits in my day, but I haven't reached for that joiner too often at all since the arrival of Festool's domino fastener system. For us old folks, the domino feels like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's basically a specialized router that works like a biscuit joiner, except it routes out a mortise to receive an engineered floating tenon, with the long grain transversing the joint. Because of this, it's exponentially stronger than a biscuit, without losing any of the accuracy or alignment. Lee even thinks the accuracy is improved, or perhaps that means that there's even less chance for operator error, which I guess amounts to about the same thing. I have learned to pay close attention to the things she says. Drill press. As anyone who has ever tried to drill a Forstner hole freehand into an oak trestle leg will tell you, a drill press is a damn good idea. A good drill press will allow you an unlimited set of choices when it comes to positioning and securing your work in order to drill the most awkward of holes with surgical precision. We have a charismatic 1943 Delta machine named Bill. Thank you, Scott King. that has all the bells and whistles we could ask for and has never required a lick of maintenance in the 18 years we've been together. They just don't make him like this anymore, and he's awfully good-looking to boot. Our drilling workload is heavy enough that we picked up another big drill press from General Tools for production work, particularly on the pencil holders. Not only can you use the drill press for countless normal drilling operations, but you can also manipulate your slabs in several ways so as to drill out most of the waste in big mortises, which is a huge time saver. We also have an assortment of small sanding drums that chuck into the drill press for some terrifically handy sanding tasks that are hard to get at with other sanding tools.